In his 25-page decision, U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein ruled that the Forest Service did not violate NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, when it planned the Scott Peak timber sale. Tonga's supervisor, Forrest Cole, says in terms of NEPA, the ruling means the agency can go forward with the project, but he says the plan still needs some work.
The issue that's been out there since day one is that Scott Peak timber sale, as it is a deficit timber sale, and we had not had a plan to go forward with this prior to or pending the outcome of this case. So what we're going to do is look at the current situation with Scott Peak, probably reanalyze it given the current market conditions, and see if anything has changed, and if not, see if we have some other abilities to incorporate it into other projects.
The judge also ruled against a claim that the Forest Service had violated the Appeals Reform Act. Under the laws, the Forest Service has to give other government officials and the public an adequate chance to review and comment on proposed policies and plans like timber sales. The agency has to take a hard look at the environmental issues that are raised and respond to concerns. Public appeals over the impacts to wildlife habitat prompted the regional forester to reverse the agency's original approval of the Scott Peak project. After more review of the plan's impacts, Cole approved it again and dismissed additional appeals. Cole says he was not surprised that the federal judge sided with the agency.
I was pretty confident that the work that we had done on the project through NEPA and then the rescinding of the original decision, the reanalyzation that the district had done, would facilitate what we discussed with the complainant, and after it was reissued, I was fairly confident that the issues that had been raised had been dealt with.
The lawsuit had been filed by Glenn Eath, a Forest Service biologist who passed away unexpectedly in early March. While leading an agency team that reviewed the Scott Peak plans, Eath authored a draft report that was critical of its potential impacts on wildlife habitat. After his superiors removed him from the project, Eath raised his concerns through the agency's public appeals process and finally in court. His wife Marquetta took over as plaintiff after his death. She declined comment for this story. Eath charged that the Forest Service had violated NEPA because it did not disclose or address issues he had raised in that draft report, a report, Eath argued, that was part of the public record. But in last month's ruling, the court sided with the Forest Service's position that the document was internal and deliberative. Andy Stahl disagrees with the judge's ruling. He directs the watchdog group Forest Service Employees for Environmental Ethics. Stahl points out the fact that Eath had already provided the draft report to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, a separate public agency, for review.
The state has very distinct interests from the Forest Service. It owns the wildlife. The Forest Service does not. It is often on the other side on issues against the Forest Service. It's an independent government agency. It's not simply a hired paid consultant, as the judge analogized in his decision. So I think that the court simply got that wrong.
The Forest Service still faces some pending litigation related to this issue. Prior to his death, the agency had investigated and subsequently suspended Eath from his job. Eath believed it was retaliation for his whistleblower activities. This fall, Marquetta Eath filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking documents on that issue. Also, the Scott Peak Project is one of the sales named in a suit filed by Greenpeace and the Cascadia Wildlands Project in July. That suit is still in its early stages, and it challenges the U.S. Forest Service's methods for evaluating habitat for deer on the Tongass National Forest. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.